Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone, and this is Jennifer Hellman, and you are listening to AIR, Abstract Illusions Radio, and we are awesome and happy to have you here. It has been the last couple of weeks, the energy has been really kind of strange. In fact, it's been so funky this week, I actually put on my Facebook, is anybody else feeling funky or a little off? And I got quite a response for it, and it really is part of the great setup to get us all moving forward and really understanding that we are part of the oneness. And there's little bits and pieces of how all the planets are kind of gearing up and pushing all those little last remnants of things we may be holding on to or things that are holding us back that we've surrendered it, but they just need a little bit more cleanup. And in the next couple, you know, by the end of June, everything should be cleaned up so we can move forward. The solstice coming up is going to be a huge shift in many respects, but there's a lot of other wonderful things coming in planet-wise, as we've been discussing with a lot of the astrologers who have been coming on. The big one, again, is the fact that Uranus is going into Aries, which is you're not really ready to get amped up in your intuitive and psychic gifts. Hold tight, drink lots of water, because most likely you're going to get a jolt. And that is really starting on the 27th, which is also a full moon in Sag, which is a sign of reaching for the stars, for spirituality, for philosophy, for doing everything you can within. It's the spiritual house. So it really is a really powerful full moon next Thursday, actually. And next week we will be having Karen Murphy on, who channels Michael and Polaris, and she's had some wonderful things, and we will be talking about some of the things to hold into that energy. I myself today this whole week I've been feeling lots of tears in the eyes, jittery, irritable, just really off. And I knew a lot of it was the shifting energy. So it was nice to know I wasn't alone. And I really didn't figure I was. But it was kind of interesting that today I went and got some energy work just to rebalance myself a little bit. And he immediately could see, yeah, you're empathic, you've been sucking in a lot of energy from everywhere, and I got kind of an amped up upgrade on in everything that was going on within me. So it has been a really cool day. I really enjoyed the session I had with Jeff. And the thing that was very interesting during this session was I really had thought that I had really gone as far back as I needed to on some of the things holding me back. And one thing that he noticed was there's a lot of weaponry in my field. And it was all the past lives where I've been stabbed in the back. And it was still being very much affecting me. And the one that we really worked on that was really in there tight was all the way back to 735 BC. So the past life regression, finding out what your past lives, what has gone on in the past, cannot tell you how important it is to really go back and keep going back. Generally, once I figure out what's going on, I instantly pretty much get the download. And again, it is the great setup that we get for our lessons. That lifetime, again, was one where didn't have Dad's approval of what I was doing, because I was the rebel as I've always been in my lifetimes in one way or another. And because his friends and the society, the community we lived in, really didn't like what I was doing. The community asked him to kill me. And he did. And he literally stabbed me in the back. And to make sure I died, he put poison on it. So it was very interesting to feel Jason kind of sucking that energy, of the poison and the knife, out of me and release it. But it has been kind of the kind of thing that I've been seeing. And when you suddenly get signs where you hear songs like Backstabber and you're with somebody and you keep hearing that same song, you're saying, okay, how are they backstabbing? So the one thing that you really need to be is more aware of the signs that are around you, because it's going to help you get through the lessons that are really amping up now and letting you know that you're on the right track. You just got to do this one little bit. It was very interesting that there another part of me was really not wanting to take on the responsibility of doing what I need to do. So in one lifetime, I actually kind of imploded. I just blew up because I had too much. I overwhelmed my system. And right now, with all the energy going on, getting overwhelmed can be really easy to do. So really check in with yourself. Drink lots of water. Right now, for some reason, I am enjoying it. It sounds gross, but I'm actually putting vinegar and salt in my water. And it is grounding me. It's purifying me. And it helps with the weight as well, so the appetite. So I'm finding that very enjoyable. So whatever your body is telling you to do, pay attention. If your body says it's time to sleep, sleep. If your body says check in with yourself and you just feel like it's time to sit down and be in the stillness, you really, with all the energy going on right now, it is really kind of critical that your body is your perimeter. If your body doesn't feel right, there's something off and you need to check in with it. More and more of the oneness energy, as I put it, is being absorbed by everyone, that presence to let you know that you are a part of everyone's life. Everything that is living is being amplified right now in a huge way. Now, a lot of good things are coming as well, but you need to acknowledge that everybody that touches your life is there for a reason. It may be to support you, but it may be, like I said, the great setup. And last week, I was talking about a past life of mine where I was in a relationship that I ended up in an institution. Well, the setup for that life actually started in 2000 and didn't really get completed to 2004. So you can see that it took a few years, but when I went to Central Park, I started remembering that life. Going ice skating with this guy that I eventually married in this life, which was 1735, and really finding out slowly how everything was revolving and slowly forming to the point where I understood that the parallel lives are really collapsing, folks. And I literally was doing that life again. The panic attacks were exactly the same as the previous life. Not knowing if I literally would talk to this guy and he really thought I was off the wall and really wondering if I wasn't really insane. And then this woman played the perfect part of, you know, really being the final trigger, so that life, those fears of being institutionalized, of being put away for just being who I truly am. I had to live through that to get over that fear. So everybody in their own way is finding the little clues along the way. That's why journaling is really important, to really write so you can refine and understand that great setup. and with the planets the way they are these days, anything that's left behind, it's like the finest sieve that you can be going through your entire system on every level in time and space, is going through that sieve to really purify, cleanse, and get rid of anything that you need to get rid of. And literally, you probably have this long list that you have agreements that, okay, I'm going to go through this lesson and that lesson, and we all know that. And we always kind of say, okay, I signed up for that one. Why? And question, you know, can we change that for another time? But it's best just to get it out of the way. We're completing 3D karma. We're really heading towards the fourth dimension. Uranus being in Aries is a huge hint of the energy that's coming in for the fourth dimension into the fifth. And it really is the unexpected. It's change. It's revolution. It's associated with the sign Aquarius. It's all electric energy, and right now we're beginning to feel that energy beginning to build that's going to push us and get us to get all our dreams into reality. And it really overall, even though we might be on pins and needles now and tears in our eyes, if you clue into it, the energy, a lot of times you can figure out exactly who is doing what and where, and you'll start seeing other signs. Like for me, I'm seeing more of the veil totally gone. Like I'm doing double takes because I'm really seeing the veil removed. I'm feeling the presence of spirits more physically than I have before. My clairvoyance is getting a lot stronger and clearer. So is my clairaudience and my clairascendant, my empathic abilities. And filtering and buffering all of that is great. But if it's something you need to go through, you need to at least acknowledge that emotion, acknowledge that lesson, and push through it. Just don't hold on to anything. If you, as Abraham Hicks says, Esther Hicks, you know, you hold on to something for 17 minutes, and you're asking to kind of have that event again. So be careful how long you're holding on to something. Now, we've got Christina on line one, and if she wants to come on, that's great. Christina's kind of like my admin man. So, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am. Do you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. So, are you feeling the energies kind of...
Actually, I've been enjoying the Taurus energies, and I'm Taurus, so I've been really happy. And when you said that Sagittarius is coming and that we can reach for the stars, I just jumped up out of my chair because I'm like, yes! Because I made those wishes on that website you shared with me. And I went, yes. And then I thought about serendipity, because when you were talking about everything, all I kept getting was serendipity. And then I started thinking about Alice in Wonderland, when Alice has three ways to go. She can go left, she can go straight, she can go right. The cat said, hey, you don't know where you're going. It doesn't matter which road you take. And while that's not really good for business, it's good for faith walkers, because you're right, you'll get there.
How can you validate?
Like, you're talking about past life stuff, and every time you trip that switch in my head, I start going backwards in time. How can a person ask and validate, does this have to do with me in this life, or is this past life?
Exactly what you just said. Validation is... it's different for each person. And if anybody has a suggestion on how they get validation, if you do past life regression, you pretty much, I mean, you can go do the research, especially if you get a name and a date. You definitely can go back and see and get validation that way.
Sure. Now, you said you could tell somebody that they have a past life in 15 minutes.
Well, it depends on the person and how open they are. But pretty much everybody has a past life. If there's an issue, I generally can tell them generally what was going on in that past life that would cause them that situation to come up again. Like for me, I knew that I'd been backstabbed many times, and even in this life, I got backstabbed. And literally, I was with this woman, and in one day, I heard the song Backstabber by the OJs 3 times. It was kind of hard not to, and I literally said, "How are you backstabbing me? Just tell me now." And she was floored, and she was, "I don't know what you're talking about." But it all unveiled how she was.
Okay. So now, when you talk about 3D karma, right? And I was talking to Seth, and he just yelled out three dog nights. So 3D meant movies, 3D meant dimensions, 3D meant three dog nights. Can you clarify?
Okay. 3D is the physical reality as we are now. It's the karma from it is, you know, all the negative deeds, like the backstabbing. If you've lied your entire life, you're now going to be very honest. And I'm going to clarify, when I say lies, I mean lives. If it's a repeating pattern, all your patterns that you do, if it's not for your highest good and the highest good of all, it's really kind of a karmic shadow essence of you. That's being kind of pushed away. If you are holding on to an old relationship that isn't really working for you, that would be 3D karma. That is going to be pushed out. That's why so many people are suddenly getting divorced, ending relationship, finally finding themselves and saying, you know, I'm going to change. You're not. I'm leaving. So that's a lot of it. That is even the corporate and the government with the 3D, and Kelly Rosano was talking about this, that corporate America with all their greed really, in a sense, putting and giving people money and knowing that overall they're giving them something that in reality they'll probably never be able to pay back, but doing their darndest to switch that. So a lot of the indebtedness that people are buying into that system, that whole system, folks, is collapsing. It is, it's on its way out.
But isn't that an illusion?
Everything's an illusion, but it's part of the game.
Okay.
Okay? Everything down here is an illusion. It's just like a really funky game.
Okay.
And if you take it from the perspective that it is a game, you can find different strategies to get through it. You can use your intuition to maneuver through the game.
Now we're going to go into the great setup, because you said you can find the strategy. Didn't you set up, wasn't it set up before, prior, that there would be a win-win solution?
Overall,
yes. And in fact, more than one win-win. Let's say there's a multitude of win-win solutions.
And why do you say that, Chris?
Because I'm an optimist.
Well, I'm an optimist, too. And I do agree. There is different ways that everybody can win. But at least with the credit cards and the mortgage and all that.
Well, you know what I say about that. It's an illusion, so I just move on. No, I'm joking.
This week I was talking to Kelly, and we were talking about the credit system, and that is disappearing. So people who are really concerned about their credit rating and all, that's everything is going to be revamped.
Because if you think about it,
that's the ultimate judgment. They're saying that you are worthy of X, Y, or Z because of this, and really, who are they to judge you?
Okay.
It's all perception.
That's 3D. Right. And we don't live in 3D.
You rise above it and just say,
I'm doing what I
can do, and I'm not going to worry about that. Eventually, I mean, there's ways you can improve it. But at this point, I just see the whole system, credit system, banking system, the government, I just see it all collapsing and it all being rebuilt. I really think the Uranus in Aries is really going to, especially with Capricorn and Pluto deal, that's all about construction. That's all about reconstruction. Finding a new structure that supports the whole equally and more balanced than just the few, the elite. The elite class is really going to be very much getting a wake-up call.
I just heard, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, so.
But it's not really vengeance, it's just balancing. It's a rebalancing of the energy down here. Because the beautiful thing about the fourth and fifth dimension is instant manifestation. And we've all seen that little glimpse of it. Well, you say, man, this is what I want. I want to get this and I don't want to pay anything for it. And I'll give you an example. The latest one, at least for me, is, I wanted to get a pair of Skecher Shape-Up shoes. And if you go on Facebook, they're giving away a free pair every month. And there's some deals on the actual site as well. So I said, I kept putting in there, and I said, I'm going to get a free pair. I know I'm getting a free pair. And then, lo and behold, my sister, who had a pair, it was too big to her, so she gave me hers. I got a pretty new pair of shoes. She had only had them a few weeks. So I got my shoes for free.
And that's because you planted it.
I planted that seed that I want this. And I want.
Did the great setup already have it there for you, and you just acknowledged it?
It's a little of both. You have to say what you want. And that's like we were talking. You really need to say specifically what you're looking for. And it totally and just do action towards really wanting it. You know, doing that research for that trip that you want to take. Doing research on that business you really want to do. That it unfolds everything in front of you. Because you're letting the universe know you're serious.
It's about that trip. I'm totally excited about that trip.
Well, it's just the matter of putting it out there, and you'll get it. You'll get what you want. That's just the energy that's coming up, especially if it's after the 27th of May. Now, Uranus and Jupiter are going to be getting together, which is going to be like being on a rocket ship. That's where you really get the amping up, because they're both
awesome.
Being Aries, which is really that very rocket ship being fired off, you know, pushing you forward.
And
no
excuses. That is the 27th of May until how long?
The conjecture actually really starts, you know, I'm reading it in different places, but it's early June, around the 7th, 8th, 9th, somewhere is the dead on, and then it will continue for some time throughout the next couple of years.
So the first week of June is, that's get it done week.
The month of June is kind of like the final setup. You're going to know exactly, and I think that's one reason why they're really amping up your awareness, is that you're going to know and be able to get everything in place and finalize everything by the end of June to push you forward. So if there's anything that you've been holding back from doing, that's it. You've got to the end of June. No more excuses. You're going to get all your ducks in a row, and it's all going to get cleared out. You just need to, right now, really start writing those lists of everything you know you need to be doing, cleaning up, finishing up. That's what you're going to do. And as I'm saying that, I'm getting, okay, so I need to finish the second volume of my poetry, and I got to finish my audio book. So it's like they're already listing the things. If I get those done and out there, things are going to start shifting. But I've been working on it, and I'm showing the universe I'm serious. about getting, I said on here at the beginning of the year, three books will be published this year. And I'm doing it.
Okay, on the great setup.
Yes.
Because we're human and we're spiritual.
We're actually spirits having a human experience.
Right, yeah, I'm aware of that. Okay, there's five human values, the fundamental, root values. Truth, that's fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness. Peace, love, nonviolence. Now,
okay, so you said truth, righteousness. Wait, let's get these down. Truth, righteousness, peace,
love. Not necessarily all in that order, although truth would be number one for me, but truth, righteousness, peace, love, nonviolence. It's spiritual and it's human. Now, are humans aspiring to achieve all five of these? Or is it innate?
I think it's more innate.
So then it's more spiritual.
The only one that I'm looking at that I kind of doesn't always completely resonate is righteousness.
Well, righteousness fosters excellence, high quality work.
Because to me, that righteousness to me has a different meaning.
Yeah, no, righteousness.
That's why I was asking how you were meaning it.
Yeah, fosters high quality work.
To me, that just, well.
But, you know, peace fosters creative and wise decisions. Love fosters selfless service based on caring for others.
I would almost say knowledge of wisdom instead of righteousness.
Okay, knowledge of wisdom. Nonviolence fosters the win-win collaboration.
Right.
Which, you know, that's the great
peace,
setup,
harmony,
right?
Joy.
Would the great setup be truth, righteousness, peace, love, and nonviolence?
That's part of it. I mean,
and
if you think about
great, who wrote the great setup?
Who wrote the setup?
Yeah.
Actuality, you did before you came down the setup for this lifetime.
I knew you were going to say that. So all,
I mean,
this information
all the lessons,
is
I mean,
already
I always, when I start seeing the great setup that happens, and I'm seeing it as I'm doing it, and that's the really funky thing. It's like, okay, I'm setting myself up for a doozy here. And it's... It really is your perception of what it's going to be. If you see it, you can lessen the effect it has on you.
Okay, repeat that to me.
Okay. If you see the process,
uh-huh,
or the great setup beginning,
uh-huh,
and you can hone in exactly what the lesson is,
uh-huh,
you don't have to get it that really, like that 2x4 across the back of your legs. Or across your head, depending.
Head, and I was going to say, I've already been there, had that, done it.
Yeah.
Literally. So.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if we all, and everybody on this call, and anybody's going to listen to the recording, if we think of a line, and below the line is 3D, and above the line is for the highest good for all. And you've heard me talk about walk above the line, go above the line.
Right.
I mean, really, it's just staying integrity, you know, driven.
Right.
So, where am I going with this? Why can't a person just walk above the line all the time?
Well, some people do. Some people can.
Okay. Is it the people that are in the 3D that cannot? Because I always do. You know I do.
Well, even the people in the 3D, but you have to understand, they might be rubbing above it, but they're also recognizing what their lessons are. and getting through them
much smoother. Does that mean they're more grounded?
Because they understand, this is a lesson, they got to learn it. Sometimes there's people in here, and I really am beginning to really trust this wisdom, is, you know, you get some people who come in here, and it seems like they're not really for the highest good of all. They're for the highest good of them and them only. And you have to understand that if they're cheating somewhere along the line, it's going to catch up with them. I also feel like some people that have had a really hard life, they come back and have an easy one, just because otherwise if you just have really hard lessons all the time, you're not going to volunteer to come down here.
Oh, okay, I get that. I'm still dealing with the fact that we leave and come back.
We do volunteer. There is no victims, there are only volunteers. And that's, I mean, I've talked to so many people, it's like, and I volunteered this for this. Why? You guys, you know, really thought it was going to be a lot simpler, and, you know, and I've said it, you know, but I always come back when I get one of these great setups and I see how it is all lining up. I always say they're so clever.
Okay, now
how
it all,
how they actually, it's like I said, okay, I want to learn, for example, to take care of finances and really have a good solid foundation. They will make sure I have all these lessons to make sure I get the full range to get that lesson total. You know, it's, you know, respecting my energy through money, through my energy, through every part of me. And so you go through a range of lessons with, it might be financially, you know, money is just energy. Your friendships are just energy. You might have somebody that comes into your life, you get along great, but you just feel that it's not really serving you anymore, so you kind of back off. There's nothing wrong with backing off. The person might not like it, but that's okay. You know, you might come back around and be with that person, but you might just need to focus your energy somewhere else.
Right.
And you just need to understand that how they perceive it is from their perspective. And you can try and explain it, but if they don't want to understand it, they're not going to. And that's okay.
Right. And then stepping out and being the observer, which...
You'll understand. It's better to get their perspective and see how the other person is perceiving your actions.
Okay.
And actually, you can see your own actions by becoming the witness.
Right.
So you don't get wrapped up.
All right. So, love fosters selfless services, and, you know, nonviolence is the way to have the win-win solution. And we're
spiritual. Well, all of these are really
win-win. We're human. We're taught. Okay. Human values. Are taught, right? Or are they evoked?
They're both. I mean, you come in with certain values.
Okay.
And you come down here to reaffirm those are true values of your true self.
Okay, what about unlearning the ways?
Unlearning a value?
Sure.
I don't think you unlearn probably a belief, but a value, not really.
All right, a belief. All right, so human values represent humanity, right?
Well, everybody's values are different.
All right, so the spiritual
and you're getting very, you're really focusing on the human.
All right.
Human is illusion. You're just taking on that this body is just a 3D illusion.
It's my car.
What you're really trying to talk about is the spiritual values that you're using within this human experience.
Based on the principle or the truth that divinity runs
with
all creation. All creation is divine.
All creation is divine.
Or is that
we all are just here to reclaim it and own it, take the responsibility of that. Because having your divinity it's very powerful, and you can use it for the good or you can use it for the bad. I mean, if you think of Atlantis, they took their power and it ended up going against them because they used it for the wrong reasons. And it kind of blew everything up, literally. So you have to own that power and keep it balanced in such a way that it is that win-win situation. But it's not necessarily, you know, the energy out is the energy you get back. Universal law, that doesn't change. If you help somebody else is going to help you. Best you can do is acknowledge it. Thank you very much. If you want to manifest things, there's so many ways of manifestation. But the main thing you have to be is true to your heart. And that overall, it's not going to hurt anybody in your manifest. It's like those shoes did not fit her. So that's why Patty gave them to me. They were too big. She had to wear two pairs of socks. She finally got a clue that they were too big.
That's so funny.
And they fit me fine. So wishing for those shoes and getting them for free, it's not hurting Patty at all because they didn't fit her. In your manifestations, the one thing I get very clearly is put it out there, show them you mean business, that you really want it. The universe will do everything they can to bring it to you, but you got to show them that action step, that you really want this. For an example, let's say you want somebody to come back into your life, a relationship. You have to take that action step of if they left and you kind of closed the door on them, you got to let them know that the door is still open. If you don't let them know the door is still open, they're not going to know to try it. Because as far as they know, it's locked. It's a done deal. So if you don't open up and say, you know, I really would like to talk to you some more. I don't want this to end yet. And that's something that I'm getting a lot of questions from my clients is, well, you know, I broke up with someone a month or so ago, are they thinking about them? Are they coming back? And the message I'm getting is, you need to call them to let them know that door is still open. You closed it. You need to let them know it's open. And what they do is really up to them because it's free will.
Well, why couldn't you just, like, think of them and then just go, oh, that's really funny, and then let it go, and then within a week.
Because you need that action step. You need that physical action step to let them know you're serious. In the fourth and fifth dimensions, it's not going to be a problem. Think about it, somebody, and they'll know it, and they'll call you.
So,
or, again, you might have to call them. But then, again, you're going to be able to do a lot of this telepathically. So
okay,
you can clue into somebody's energy and just let them know.
Okay, we're in the third dimension. This is 3D.
We're on the cusp of the fourth, so we're going.
So the fourth dimension, we're on the cusp of the fourth dimension. What does that mean to me and everybody?
That means basically that the fourth dimension is having things really manifest a lot faster. Thinking about it, you know, thinking about somebody, and they do call you. That is a hint of the fourth dimension. Being able to say, okay, this is, you know, I want so-and-so to call me. They call you. I need X amount of money coming into my bank account now. No, it's I have this much money coming into my bank account now. I'm going to have this much money earned this day. And it happening. Ask, you shall receive. If you get in that flow, the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and even higher dimensions.
How many dimensions are there?
To me, it's endless because I still get it. It's still growing.
It's expanding.
It's expansive. It's really expansive.
The universe is expanding.
And, you know, there's like 15, 20, 21 different dimensions. Everybody floats up and comes back down and goes all over the place. It's just on how they really are.
And that is it.
Right now, we're really getting, it's like we were in the tar in the third dimension, and now we're finally getting that solvent that will release the tar from your feet so you're not really weighted down so you can ascend. But it's living the dream, having a dream and actually living it.
Well, if this is an illusion, aren't we living the dream?
We are, but we hold ourselves back because of the negative energy that we're holding on to. It's those past lives, those self-doubts, the sabotage.
So I released all that stuff like a year ago. I cut all karmic ties. All that's gone. All of
cool.
it.
Cool. And how's life treating you?
Well, that's the thing. It's like I still want to know. So what's up with that?
You still want to know what? Just cutting karmic ties doesn't instantly make everything happen. Just because you say it's cut, there is a process to make sure that it is all out of your life.
Okay. Right. For example, you said we're all connected. Everybody that I meet, greet, talk to, was somebody with, it was meant to be its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Is there just not, just somebody just passing by?
Oh, definitely. People that pass you on the street and give you a smile or just even look
away.
You don't
even notice me and I don't notice them. What's that?
Most of the time, I think you do notice in the corner of your eye. And sometimes that's all there's supposed to be, is that little glimpse in the side of your, side view.
Okay.
And that's it. I mean, it's like, for an example, today, I went to the grocery store, and out of the blue, this woman asked me, out of all these people, including a person that just walked by that works for the store, she asked me where the sour cream was in the store. And I showed her. And she goes, as I was saying, well, it's right here. And she says, thank you. And that's a beautiful dress. That's a perfect dress for today. And
okay.
I said, well, thank you.
What's that got to do with past lives?
It's more of an agreement. She has an agreement that I help her and she thanks me and just basically says you're on the right track.
Oh.
My energy was so vibrant that she saw me and not the person that actually works there.
Okay, now what about parallel universes?
What about parallel universes other than they're collapsing right now?
They're collapsing. Did you ever
meaning they're all going into one.
Okay.
So well, if you feel like deja vu,
all
literally
the time.
It's like a parallel existence is just collapsing on top of you at the same time, that moment. On a parallel existence, you had that same experience, and you're feeling it again. To me, that's just collapsing of parallel lives.
I guess it's been collapsing for a long time because I've had deja vus like for as long as I can remember, even as a child. But I didn't know I didn't know the word for it.
But well, just realize that there's tons of parallel. It's like every life that you've ever had. Every time you volunteer to come down here,
uh-huh.
And for you, you're a pretty old soul, so you've got tons. And they're all collapsing one after another after another after another, and that's how the great setup comes, because you're learning the lessons within that life.
So what's the purpose of them all collapsing and creating one?
To push you forward to get all those lessons learned, like having a giant life review.
Oh, boy. Now, this now takes me back to the five values, because if you take all of those values and you put them all together, really one can't work without the other. Does that make sense?
No, they're all interchangeable, just like all the parallel lives are interchangeable.
I'm so glad that you understand me better than I understand me. So, anyways, can anybody else call in while I'm talking to you?
Yes, and they can call in, and we have about 10 minutes left. So if anybody wants to make a comment about our discussion that we're having about the great the great setup or the energy that they're picking up or feeling or anything, that you can call in. The number is 888-815-9756. We got about 10 minutes, so we can take one or two if you got a quick comment. So we're just talking about the great setup and how we really set ourselves up. And with our awareness, we can see how we set ourselves up to learn some kind of lesson. And it's just figuring out what that lesson is. And once you learn it, everything's cool. So it's a very interesting time. We've got the planets helping us finish up any kind of karma that's for the next month. So it's all pushing out and moving forward, and it's all really, I think it's awesome.
You know what? I
literally
had an aha.
You had an aha?
Yeah.
What was your aha?
You want to know what the biggest miracle is?
What?
Faith.
What?
Faith.
Safe?
Faith.
Like security?
Faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith itself is the biggest miracle.
And there's different ways. I mean, it's the thing that I'm finding kind of interesting is how a lot of, I mean, seeing it more prevalent these days is people who are atheists. They're really coming out of the closet these days and really making their views known, which I think is fascinating. Because I've listened to, actually, there's a debate you can listen to, I think, on YouTube's about, you know, having faith and having that spirituality and being atheist. And it's they have some really good things that to say, and I acknowledge that that's very possible. Everybody has a different way of looking at things, and nothing really is wrong. It's just different. It's just a different perspective. And they get through and they succeed in one way, and other people succeed in other ways. So, but it is very interesting that I must have been an atheist in some lifetime, because it is very prevalent these days, and I just feel like it's something to do with a past life.
What exactly is an atheist?
They don't believe in what a quote-unquote higher power or a god.
No higher power, no creation.
It's like Darwinism. They focus more on their Darwinism. You know, we're here, we ascended from the sea to be monkeys, apes, into human form, evolution, versus creatism.
Okay, so what about, like, star people? Aren't
what
we
about
created from stardust?
Everybody, you know, like I said, most everybody on this planet is a visitor.
I know.
We all are volunteering to come to this planet and have to play the game. And if you don't like the game, within your own script, and that's something I want to emphasize, you scripted this great setup. You yourself asked for certain people to do certain things to you. If you don't like the actor or the way it's turning out, you can rewrite it.
Exactly.
You know, if you want somebody...
We got like 10 minutes, but if... Back in my
business
training,
about 4 minutes, but go on.
Back in my business training, one of our assignments, well, there was two assignments, but the first assignment was to write your obituary.
Right.
Yeah, okay, you know where that one comes from. That's from Think and Grow Rich, I think. But then the other one was write your perfect day in the now.
And how many perfect days have you actually lived?
Oh, my gosh. Every day.
Quite a few. Yeah.
So, but write your perfect day now. And it was all, like, fictional, you know. It was all fictional.
No, it's all writing your script.
Exactly.
It's all rewriting your
script. But it felt,
I mean, right now, the energy right now, Chris, is that's what you're doing. You're rewriting your script to your ultimate life.
Oh, I'm going to New York.
That's what it is. So you're getting rid of, you're literally going through your script and saying, I don't like this, I don't like this, I'm getting rid of that. This isn't working. I'm getting rid of this.
Mm-hmm.
This job isn't working for me. This career isn't working for me. This relationship isn't creating, you know, the house isn't right. The location is wrong. That's why a lot of people are moving. That's why everybody is like getting all their energies up to what really isn't. But then at the same time, you got to focus on what is working. So you don't throw that out with the bathwater.
Right.
And that's the balance.
And then
you
got to
acknowledge, okay, this isn't working, but this really is. And if I had switched that perspective to this, it will work wonderful. And just reaffirm. It's like every day I do writing. I know I'm a writer. I know I'm a teacher. That's what this radio show to me is me teaching. This is my classroom. So I'm teaching. I know I'm supposed to be a teacher. I know I'm a writer. I'm working on my books.
I know.
So I'm just reaffirming the positive aspects that I want in my life.
I start putting hats on me and I get confused. So I just keep it simple.
You just, as long as you keep it real and really don't get too caught in your head and remain in your heart. And that's not always easy with the energy that's going on. So with the 2 minutes left, I'm just to summarize real quick for everybody. Right now we got huge energy coming in. Ground yourself the best you can. Drink lots of water.
Sky is the limit.
I'm sorry?
Sky is the limit.
Yeah. You really need to understand that some of the energy you're picking up. So if you start getting tears in the eyes or really irritable, it's not necessarily you. It could be. And it could be an essence of you that's coming up that needs to be addressed. So just address it. Look at it. But don't hold on to anything right now. If you get angry, let it go. There's a lot of wonderful healers out there that can help you release some of this stuff. Go use them. If you in an area, if you need a recommendation, give me an email. I know a lot of people from around the country, around the world, that are phenomenal healers. So just for the next week, make sure you really ground yourself, drink lots of water, take care of yourself. If you need to rest, rest. We have Karen Murphy's coming on next week. She is very, very good. She channels some amazing entities, groups. So we're going to be talking more about other thing that's going on to help you. But understand you're part of the great setup. You're here as a spiritual being, having a human experience, and it's all good. And I thank Chris for joining me tonight and helping me with the discussion.
I know, I just had another aha.
Great.
I thank you, Jennifer, for writing me into your script.
Thank you for being a part of it and allowing me part of yours. So, with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Many blessings and good night.